Chesa Boudin, you're now working as a public defender in San Francisco. What's it like day to day? What do you do?
Well, I have been a public defender for a number of years. After law school, I clerked for two federal judges, and I helped launch an immigration unit at the San Francisco Public Defender. I helped launch an early representation unit here that really the first of its kind in the country that provides advocacy for people before they've even been formally charged with a crime. And I've led our fight against money bail through partnerships with nonprofit organizations and law firms and academic institutions. We've had a tremendous impact on pushing California as a whole, as well as San Francisco in particular, to end the use of discriminatory money bail. But on a day-to-day basis, I'm also assigned to represent individual people accused of committing crimes and who are too poor to pay for their own lawyer and to make sure that they can exercise their constitutional rights and that the system fairly and accurately determines whether they're correctly accused, and if so, what an appropriate punishment is.
Chesa, what do you think it takes to reduce recidivism and redirect those arrested to school and then employment?
Well, I know firsthand, because I've worked with people who have committed crimes for so many years, and I've visited prisons for so many years, that there are models that work, and there are models that simply don't work. And unfortunately, what we're doing right now doesn't work. Two-thirds of people coming home from state prison in California, as in many states, will end up back incarcerated within just a few years. We're not rehabilitating people. It's a revolving door that actually makes us less safe. I think what works is a recognition of and an understanding of the root causes of crime and addressing those root causes in the way that we hold people accountable for violating the law. So, for example, in San Francisco, three-quarters of people booked into county jail suffer from severe mental illness, drug addiction, or both. If we don't recognize that reality and if we don't incorporate it into the punishment and the accountability for people who commit crimes, then we can't expect them to change their behavior.
What can the system do to better serve victims of crime?
Oh, so much, Michael. I'm glad you asked that question, because one of the big failings and disgraces of the criminal justice system as it works today is that for all the billions of dollars we spend punishing people, mostly young black and brown men, processing their bodies through cages and through prisons, we do so little for the people who've actually suffered their crimes. You know, it's an area where there are some jurisdictions doing really good work in restorative justice programs, for example, really making sure that every victim of every crime has a voice and can be heard, and that the outcome can actually directly focus on making right the wrong. But most jurisdictions don't care about victims. They care about punishing people. As San Francisco District Attorney, I'm committed to giving every victim of every crime a voice in the outcome and to establishing a restorative justice program that allows those victims to sit down across the table from the person that harmed them and can confront them in a mediated space. I think that's critical both to changing behavior of people who commit crimes and to empowering victims to move past the trauma of being victimized.
You know, it's amazing. Heidi and I are sitting here listening to you, and it dawned on us that you really could win.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're in it to win it, Michael. That's for sure. We are in it to win it, and we've got a tremendous amount of support. If you drive around San Francisco, you'll see my signs up in bedroom windows and convenience stores and, you know, all across it, nail salons, restaurants, all over San Francisco. You'll see my signs, and, you know, you won't see signs of my competitors.
Nice.
You know, we're competitive in terms of fundraising. We're competitive in terms of endorsements, and we're leading the way in terms of our ground game. This is about people power. It's about, you know, really empowering the communities that are most affected by crime, and we've had a tremendous amount of support in our first couple months.
How can people learn more about criminal justice reform, and specifically about what you're doing? Do you have a website?
We do, Michael, and I'd love it if your listeners would take a look and get involved. They can sign up to volunteer. They can learn more about what we're doing on our website. That's at www.chesaboudin.com. ChesaBoudin.com. www.chesaboudin.com.
That's just great, Chesa Boudin. Thank you so much for being our guest. Every success in what you're trying to accomplish. We'll be checking in with you. You take it easy.
Bye-bye.